7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coronavirus hospitalizations rose again Monday in Colorado. They're now at just above 1,000 and the highest since the end of December. Almost 90% of coronavirus patients are unvaccinated, and more than a third of hospitals expect a staff shortage this week. One promising trend, new daily cases are slowing down. More than half of Latino Coloradans lost income during the pandemic and had trouble paying their bills, according to a new survey. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
The Democratic research firm BSP polled 1,000 Latino adults. It found Latinos on the Western Slope were more likely to not have enough food to eat, and Latinos in the Denver metro area were most likely to have their pay cut or hours reduced during the pandemic. 40% of the state's Latino population had $1,000 or less, save for a financial emergency. Respondents said creating jobs was the top policy issue they wanted the government to address. The Colorado Organization for Latina Opportunity and Reproductive Rights commissioned the survey. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Ski resorts will have to rely increasingly on snowmaking because of climate change. That's in a new study from Utah State University on climate and the ski industry. The study's lead author, Emily Wilkins, told station KUER that climate change also hurts the ability to create snow.
The number of days where snowmaking is possible is declining. There are also other concerns with water availability that might be an issue in the future, that a lot of water is needed to make snow.
Wilkins says the research shows future ski seasons will likely be shorter and may not begin until the end of November or late December. Colorado workers are among the more than 10,000 John Deere employees who walked off the job last week after contract talks failed between the farm equipment company and the United Auto Workers Union. The strike comes during a labor shortage in the U.S. More workers are able to demand better pay and benefits. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.